Hello, everybody! Welcome back to CaitlinCast! I'm Caitlin, and this episode is special. I will talk about my birthday party and my favorite parts of it, and other people who are special to me. First things first, I'm not a host of them anymore. AKA foster home. Just too many things are going on there. The wheelchair home, there's four of us. There's three wheelchairs. And I like getting so far. So, the day before my birthday party, which I had no idea was kind of a surprise birthday party. So, Krista M messaged me on Instagram. And asked me if I want to grab lunch for after church tomorrow. I told her, yes, I would love to. And then we went and got our lunch. She said she should grab something at the church after I forgot something too. I saw Peyton's car. Like, I was trying to make sure it was her because I know there's cars like hers. It was turning the dark direction of the church. I'm like, I knew that was her. Krista answered this pearly worship meeting. I believed her. You know, little did I know, I walked in the fellowship hall. I didn't know Krista M was recording. I walked in the fellowship hall. Everybody says, surprise, happy birthday. I was like, what? The look on my face. I sat with Peyton and talked with her. Krista B came to sit with us, which I let her, but I guess she wanted to. Then the pastor, Eric, he tried to grab a pizza just like, I went, oh no, you don't. But Peyton went, ooh. I told Pastor Eric that he reminded me of Assistant Friends, War School Minister, and wanted to. That I had place to play me like that. I was talking to Fiona and she said, tell me about your new home. I told her about it. We took a group picture because I wanted to. Fiona was like, how are we gonna do this? I told her that we could take group picture, like small group pictures, something like that. But she wasn't paying attention, which I just brushed it off. And then they snapped, I hadn't paid in my phone so she could record a video of my reaction. When they started singing, I put the neck of my dress over my head and Peyton laughed. I was saying, I hate this part. And she laughed. You know, I love her laugh. And when she said, blow out the candles, nobody had a lighter. They said, pretend like, eh. You know, because I just thought it was childish to do that. But I got sliced the. I was eating my cake. I went to play with Cookie Monster. And she laughed. She left before I go up in prisons, which I wish she was there, but I'm going to tell her about it, you know, and I waited for both Krista's to get done talking, so I go with my gifts. Jessica B went to go tell them about the gifts. I pulled out a big soda! And Krista B said, oh boy, knowing what happens when I consume a lot of sugar. Yeah. And I accidentally did not think of a judge that was a chalk protector that was glass in it. I was like, whoopsie. And Krista B covered her eyes with her hand. I was like, whoops. Didn't really upset me. She would knock something over. It does really upset me, but if I spill something, I'm like, I'm stimulated. Like if I don't know what to do. You know? But then I got some hair clips and some stuff, and I got some, I'm a kidney! Krista said, oh no. Yeah, it was great. A great birthday party. I told Peyton, y'all pulled it off. She said, sure did. That was before she left. She hugged me. You know what? I've always hugged her first, then. And she hugged me first for the first time. And she said, I'm leaving. Or something like that. She said, happy birthday. I said, I love you. She said, I love you too. And yeah. Judson was invited. I can say his name now, or Judson or Jay. But yeah, I want him to be there. But I guess he wasn't feeling well, I guess. You know, I told Peyton at least he gets to hear about it. You know, I'm just happy that she was there, you know, and everybody else. Okay, so on to my special people. One of my special people I'll talk about, she's my caseworker. Her name's Tammy. Me and Tammy have developed a bond over time, recently. One day I was talking to Keisha. Keisha knows Tammy. We're talking about her and, you know, how I got my ID and all that. And Keisha said that Tammy's very is fond of me. I was on the phone with Tammy one day and I asked her if it's true. She said it's true. Then when I was brought to the group home, she told me she was with the staff. I was with them in the kitchen. I wasn't recording to be there, but I just want to be there and listen to see what I need to be worked with on. So she said from her heart, she said, I love you, Caitlin. I told her, I hugged her and I said, I know you do. I make her laugh. I think I said something that she would goober. Another person that's important is Krista B. She's important. Well, y'all know why. But also, she's helping me grow my faith in God. You know. Helped me read the Bible every day, and which a lot of times I don't do it, but I'm like, oh, I've got to do it either way. Another one, I think y'all know this one. I'm gonna let y'all guess. Did y'all guess? Peyton! Y'all know she's important to me, as well as other people. Another important person is JB. Now, JB's important because her and I talk about seriousness. Like, one time we were at the fair, you know, she took us to the fair, me and another client, on a Friday. Like, just me and another client. So we went from after day have to the fair. So we were watching the sea lion show. there was a burp sound effect. Jamie nudged me and said, "That's you." Honestly, that is true. I'm a natural burper. From the moment I was born, from what mom said, I burped. Another important person is Kim. Yeah, Kim is cool. No, we do talk. And she does teach me some things. And then Kim and Jamie are staff at LADC. Another one is Lenny. Lenny's important to Hannah. Kim asked me if I'm gonna go pro to like go to hostel. I told her I'm gonna wait on that. She asked me how long I'm gonna wait. I told her as long as the Lord wants me to wait. So, and I'm 22 now, so that's all I got for now. Thank you for listening to Killing Cast. Come back to Ribosome 9. Bye.